De Tocqueville's and Jeremy Bentham's perspectives are both entirely consonant with each other, and also necessarily with Plato's. Plato, too, advised statesmen to temper the ideal with the possible. And when we talked about Kissinger's book on China, we noticed he was repeating that same advice. All of these guys, there's class is class is class, power is power is power. And the playbook doesn't change, so they have to just keep reiterating this same advice to the statesmen of their day. The advice is singular. We have to start having our playbook, our strategic verities that we share with each other with the same religiosity. Maybe that's the wrong word, but the same love. No, that doesn't fit them. Determination that the statesmen show for their tribe, their very, very narrow tribe. We have to start loving ourselves. And that begins by discussing it, talking about how we know we don't. Having those taboo discussions. So Kissinger reiterated, you got to temper the ideal with the possible. That's from Plato. So long as the overall vision, each class happy with its station, that's Jeremy Bentham and de Tocqueville, is pursued. As long as we believe we need democracy to, in truth, reign in the passions of the people. That is that unspoken about fear we all have. You know, various names put on it, depending on your perspective. Chaos, fascism, just straight up passion. As long as we have those illusions rattling around in our head, we're putty in their hands. So as long as we think we need democracy to rein in the passions, quote unquote, of the people, we're cycled back to power. For we've neither broadly changed the definition of that term, democracy, i.e. addressed the hidden elitism in the word, obvious in that quote from de Tocqueville, or devised a new one that's free of rank, of the hidden agenda to install perfection, order, calm, tranquilitas, whatever you want to call it. We're taught to have reverence for these notions. Some people will then call it reason to con us even further. And we long for that, what's the right word? There's a cachet attached to, you know, to feeling oneself in possession of oneself, calm and wise. And they, the statesmen, present themselves that way and teach us that, which isn't true, that they've acquired this through their extreme learnedness, and then teach us to, you know, keep jumping to try to achieve some learnedness so that we can be likewise dispassionate, cold, heartless. And then we readily betray each other, which is the point. So we have to see through that false notion of knowledge and that false notion of, I don't know if I could say false notion of democracy, because from day one, it was pretty straight up. It intended to install those calm, dispassionate people above us, because we're not up to, we're not smart enough, blah, blah, blah. So it's clear that statesmen are afraid of passion. Albert O. Hirschman in The Passions and the Interests made that case well. But so are we, the people underclass, until we start having those conversations that allow us to understand class dynamics, how that's a key con used against us to keep us in harness, that notion of chasing wisdom. So once we start talking about class dynamics, we'll start to understand the rage that comes from containment. See, we've been confused by that. I know I was. We blame each other instead of the containment itself. And we're taught to say that that's somehow inherent in us. A rage erupts in us, unconscious rage, because it's never discussed until Alice Miller put it up there on the table. So that power could then kick it off the table and try to kick it to the corner and hope we never see her crouching over there in that corner. But we've found her now. We're putting her back on the table. And we're realizing that that rage began early on as infants. And it's a legitimate rage. But we can understand it and forgive in order to fulfill our purpose as living things, achieving freedom for everyone and all life. You know, we'll get there. We'll get there.